Hello.
Oh, hi, Gabriel. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Good, and you?
Good. Good to hear. I was just following up because we're having trouble processing this month's payment, and I didn't know if there's something going on with the card that we have on file.
How much is the payment?
It is for $749.
Yeah, but the last month that you started getting like 3 phone calls, I don't know why.
Well, that $749, it will include a fresh batch of $600 worth of Google ads. So if you wanted to, you could take those down to half of that, and then you'd only have to pay $449. So you don't have to do the $600.
No, I don't care if I have to pay $700, but I don't get any business. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I'm on your dashboard, and it's showing me that in the time that you've been with us, your company has been found on the first page of the Google ads 275 times, and that's including clicks to your site and clicks to call you from the first page. And let me look at the local maps of Google. Okay, so on the local maps, in addition to that, your company has been found 1,416 times with 106 Google actions, including the clicks to your site and the clicks to call you. Do you ask people when they call you how they found you by chance?
No, so I don't know.
You don't. Okay. So what I would do is start asking when people call you, because you're going to hear all the time, I found you on the internet, I looked you up online, I saw you on Google, and all of that is as a result of this program. What I can do, if you like, Gabriel, is I can have the technicians do a complete performance check on your account and make sure that if there's any updates that they can do that will give you better results, that they perform those for you. The one thing that you can do that will help you is to work on getting some more 5-star reviews on Google. And I can send you an email that will help you with that. Because you have 2 5-star ratings on your Google listing, but one was 8 months ago and one was 4 months ago. So that could be affecting you, because if there's companies up there that have a lot of fresh stuff being posted about them, and then you have these older reviews from 4 months and 8 months, that might affect you. So I'll send you that tool, and that way you can start getting, you know, a fresh 5-star here and there. That will also help you.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So do you want to keep it at $749, or do you want to cut it down and then I can have the technicians check on the placement
and
make sure
that... I don't want to cut it off. You said what business, but that's not business.
Got it. Okay. Well, absolutely. I'm going to have them do a performance check on your account.
Usually I get like a 2 phone calls this month, and I don't know what happened. Why nobody called.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to start having them put weekly posts up on the Google listing, too. That will help you. So I just enabled that for you. And then you'll get probably a lot more than 2 calls this month, because I'm going to have them do that performance check and apply some updates for you, okay?
The last one, I get it like 3 weeks ago.
I saw that. That's on the dashboard, right?
Yeah, and I don't get any phone call from there. So how am I going to waste my money? If I don't get them business from you, so if I get business, I don't care how much I have to pay, but nobody asks for my services. So I know... I have to do the estimate. They don't want to do it. It's okay, but I don't do any estimate this month. I think 1 estimate. And business. So just wasting my money from you, you know? It's why I'm concerned about that.
I understand, absolutely. So,
you know, if I have to pay money, I don't care. Nothing is free in this life, but I don't get business. You know, and just, I think, 2 phone calls this morning, that's it.
Yeah. So what I'm going to do is I'll have them check on the Google ads and just make sure that you're getting the most bang for your buck out of those Google ads, because you've put a lot of money into the Google ads, so you should be getting a lot more impressions. Oh, actually, here we go. It says 24,000. Let me go back. 24,000 impressions and 355 clicks to your site. And the breakdown of that is 3,627 people put in concrete contractor, 1,653 landscape contractor, lawn maintenance services, 645. So there's about 57 different keywords that you're coming up for in the ads. But those ads stopped on May 27th because that's when the budget ran out. That's when the budget ran out. So when you put in this May 27th.
May 27th.
Yep, it's showing me that it shows me all of the clicks that you had, all of the impressions. But on May 27th, that was the last time that you had like 7 clicks to your site. And you had about 15 impressions. That was on the 27th of May. After that date, when the budget ran out, then those ads stopped, but you were still being found on the first page in the maps of Google. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to send them a message and see if they can take the 600 and stretch it out where it would last the whole month and not run out a little bit sooner. You know what I mean? Because they might have set your daily ad spend a little bit higher to get you better results. But then what happened is that your budget ran out before the end of the month. Because it says here that your billing date is on the 15th. So your payment wasn't due until June 15th. So those ads, they should have still been running until June 15th if the budget didn't run out.
Yeah.
So somebody set the budget too high, which is why it didn't last throughout the month. But we can make that adjustment for you for sure. That's easy.
Yeah, because I need business, you know?
Hey. Yes.
How are you going to pay me?
I
don't have business.
Yep.
It's what I do for a living. And I'm like... I don't know, I'm not happy with that, you know,
Well, that's why I'm happy that we're talking, Gabriel, because I can have the technicians fix all of this. So, yeah, I've already started the weekly posts for you. I've already suggested that you start working on the reviews. And in the meantime, I'm going to have my technicians go in and
do
some performance.
Yeah, but it's very hard to send the review. I tried to send the review. And they had to do a lot of stuff, and the people sometimes they don't have the time. Because I was running like a landscaping company, and I can get all the reviews for my customers, you know. But it's hard to send a review, and they have to get in. It's very hard for them, you know. So, there's no, it's too old for that. And
well,
I
what
I
found is, let's say that. Let's say that you send out 20 of those emails and only one person goes on and actually can do the review and they don't give you a hard time. Hey, then that's one review that you have that you wouldn't have had if you didn't send it out, right? So it's always good to send out that tool. And most people say it's very easy because all they have to do is click on the link and it will take them to your Google listing.
Yeah,
it's already
make it easy. You know, like you just click and put the review and that's it, but they have to do a lot of stuff. And I don't,
well,
so
if they're an older person and they think they have to do a lot of stuff, or maybe they don't have a Gmail account, then just, you know, with those people, if they can't fill it out, just tell them thank you for trying. Don't worry about it. But at least you'll get some more reviews that you wouldn't have had if you send that out here and there. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but.
You
no,
can look at it. I sent
you like if you send it from Google, they can do easy, but I have to do by you by your page, you know, by your website, and it's not easy to do. That's why I cannot send the email, because sometimes the people, they don't have the time to do that. And, you know, it's
well,
not easy.
You know what another option is, Gabriel, is some people, they have like a tablet with them when they're going and finishing a job and invoicing the client. They just hand it to them. They say, hey, here's my Google listing. If you were happy with my service, can you write something on here for me? And especially if they're an older client that can't get into their...
I don't have a job to do. How I can do? If I don't have it, nobody can review from the... I don't do any work. How?
Well,
we have to
start
with something.
Start doing it moving forward, okay? But if you wanted to send this to some past and present clients, it could be anybody. It doesn't have to be someone that you just took a new job for. It could be somebody that you did a job for 6 months ago. If you think that they're happy with your service, you can still send them this tool. You know what I mean?
Yeah, because it's not easy. The people can't trust on you. You know, like... you need the reviews too. It's not like easy. You can.
Well, I'll help you out. Reviews. I'll go and write one for you right now. And here's why I want to do that: is that anybody can write a review for you on Google. So I haven't used your service, so I can't go on there and say, oh, he came and did some work for me and it was the most beautiful work, because you didn't do work for me. That would be a lie, right? But I can go on there and I can
for other people,
Gabriel,
for years.
Right. That's why I said I'm going to go on there right now and I'll give you a fresh 5-star review. I'll put, Gabriel is a trusted business in the community. Don't hesitate to call him. He does beautiful work, because you have done beautiful work for other people. So all of that is true, right? So I'll write you a fresh one right now, just so that will jumpstart it. And then if you can, you know, try to get another fresh one here and there, and that will help you, okay?
Yeah, but...
Makes sense?
I don't know. Yeah, but you don't have another way, easy way to do, right? Like, I can send the link and they have to do a lot of stuff.
No, all you have to do is send the link and they just click on it and it takes them to your Google page. They don't have to do a lot of stuff. So I also sent it to you in a text message. So if
send it
you
to
don't
me,
have...
please.
Yeah, yeah,
send
it's
it
easy.
Me,
they just have to click on it. Yep, I just sent it to you, and it's also in a text message, so that if you don't have someone's email, you could also just send it to them in a text, okay?
Oh, so what are you going to do to fix this page?
We're going to have the technicians do a performance check and apply updates to give you better placement. We're going to have the Google Ad Specialist stretch your $600 so that it lasts throughout the whole month and that it doesn't end a couple of weeks early. Because if your budget ended on the 27th of May and your billing is on the 15th, then you still would have had another couple of weeks that it would have been nice if those ads were still running, right? So I'm going to have them adjust your budget so that it lasts throughout the whole month. And then also I'm going to have them start putting weekly posts up on your Google listing. So every week they're going to go on there and put a fresh post, and that will make you more relevant to Google and give you better results.
Yeah, because... have to do something, because I'm like frustrated. I'm like very tired, you know. Like I just pay and pay, and I don't get any results. So what else I can do? If I'm after my budget, I make it bigger, you know, and put more money in. So that's why I'm not like happy with that, because if I get business, I don't care. Whatever I can pay, it's okay. But have to be from the money has to be from the business, you know? Yeah.
Exactly.
But you know. But you call me tomorrow?
Yeah, I can call you tomorrow. Unless you have a different card on you now, because the one that we have says it's no good.
Yeah, call me tomorrow and fix that stuff and we can talk about it.
Oh, the technicians yeah. don't do any type of programming or fixing while an account is in suspension. So we'd have to get the payment up to speed first, and then I can have them do all these updates. But I can't have them do the updates when the payment's past due. You see what I mean? Plus, there wouldn't be any $600 budget for them to adjust if they don't have the $600 because it doesn't get paid until tomorrow. So we can take the payment tomorrow. That's okay. But then that's when they're going to start doing all the revisions. Does that make sense?
Yeah, but you have to do something. But you have to do something because I'm frustrated.
I understand. Yep, that's why I just went on there and I gave you a 5-star review because I want you to have some better results, okay?
Yeah, I have to do something because I can spend all my money and I don't get anything from that business.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you want to call me tomorrow, we can talk about it.
You got it. Yeah, I'll call you tomorrow. Another thing you could do, if you like, is we could do just the 149 portion of the package, and that will keep everything active for you because right now, I don't know if you've seen your website, Gabriel, but there's a big orange banner at the top of your site that says the information here is no longer being updated. So that's just supposed to be a friendly reminder to let you know that your payment's not going through. But some people see that and they don't like it. And then they think that the customer thinks they're out of business or something.
No, I don't care about that. No, I don't have to waste my money, you know. So that's why I don't care. I have to pay more money, but I have to get busy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and the first payment I did like a 400, and I put more money in. Nothing happened, so.
Well, I can show you the dashboard once we get the payment up to speed, and I can show you all the results that you're getting. I think that that might help you, but definitely start getting some more reviews and start asking people when they call you where they found you, okay?
Yeah, so call me tomorrow and see what else we can do because
no problem. I'll call you tomorrow and we'll pick up where
we
left off, okay? You're welcome, Gabriel.
Thank you.
Have a good day. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you.